Let's do speed jokes. Here's the joke of the week number one. Jesus walked into a restaurant and said, "I'd like a table for 26, please." The hostess said, "But there's only 13 of you." Jesus said, "Yeah, but we all like to sit on the same side." You get it? Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. What was the joke of the week? Here's number two. Potatoes make French fries, chips, and vodka. It's like all the other vegetables aren't even trying. Good job, potatoes. Here's joke of the week number three. Little Red Riding Hood was found in critical condition.
Is she getting better?
Paramedics have stabilized her, but she's not out of the woods yet. Listen to this joke about Dave Ennett, number four.
What? Back in college, I studied English Lit for 6 years.
Well, if you'd studied sober, Dave, you could have been out in four. Things we learn about Dave Ennett here on WGN Radio. Dave, your witness. Wow. Surprising. Here's joke of the week number five. My doctor told me my prostate was good. Gotta say, I was deeply touched. Oh, stop it. Here's number six. Hey, Dave, a woman I know, Sally, just opened a battery store next to a playground. So now...
Sally sells seashells by the seesaw.
That park is near the ocean, so...
Sally sells seashells by the seashore seesaw.
And here's the crazy thing, Dave. Mm-hmm. There was a robbery near there, and when the cops came by, they asked...
They asked what she saw by the seashore seesaw selling seashells.
That gets harder every time I hear it. Well done, Dave. Here's joke of the week number seven. I went to my doctor to show him a suspicious-looking mole.
What did it look like?
Pointy nose, brown fur, wearing a trench coat. Wearing a trench coat, ladies and gentlemen. Here's joke of the week number eight. Someone drilled a hole in the nudist camp fence. Police are looking into it. Wasn't going to run that one again, but Kevin Powell laughed, so that one's for him. Here's joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a hydrogen atom, and John Williams will star as another atom of hydrogen.
Oh no, I've lost my electron.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Joke of the week number 10. I bought a neutron at a garage sale, and it didn't cost me a penny. It was free of charge. Those are kind of smarty pants jokes. We have another one of those coming up in a couple of seconds here, but here's number 11. Politicians don't play hide and seek because if they did, no one would look for them. Boy, ain't that the truth. Here's joke of the week number 12. My son's a genetic engineer. He said his daughter has grown half a foot since I saw her last, and I don't know if I should be very excited or very concerned. I get it. Here's joke of the week number 13.
Can you tie a knot?
I cannot.
So you cannot.
No, I cannot not.
Not not?
Who's there? And finally, joke of the week number 14, please.
Following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners. In this scene, Dave Ennett will portray a quantum mechanic, and John Williams will star as a man with a broken-down quantum car.
I need my car fixed ASAP.
No problem. That'll be $500. Come back in an hour.
When John returns...
So is my car fixed?
Your car is both fixed and still broken.
Dude, this is the most advanced, expensive car in the world. Don't you understand the gravity of this situation?
No.
I have no idea what that was all about. That's for somebody out there who's smarter than us. Okay, the joke of the week, Dave Ennett, was...
I like the suspicious-looking mole.
I do, too. That's going to get my vote. That's too wide out of the gate. Steve Alexander says...
Gotta say, I was deeply touched.
Seriously. Bob Kessler liked...
I liked potatoes.
Potato
Very
jokes.
Very clever.
And finally, producer Pete says...
I'm going to go with the mole.
The suspicious-looking mole. You know, the one with the trench coat. All right, we'll figure out who sent that one in. We'll also randomly select a name. Somebody's going to win our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com.